You might not like me here this morning. But we must grow from being children to being sons. And this scripture says we grow by the word. And until you grow into your sonship, signs and wonders will not follow you. Until you grow into the authority of your sonship, you will not taste a vast portion of your inheritance, even though you're master of it, even though you have a right to it. If you do not grow, if you remain a child for the next 20 years, if you keep getting offended and keep quarreling and keep operating by the flesh, he says you will not taste a vast portion of your inheritance. You may get little drips and little pieces because somebody's interceding for you and God wants to show you his mercy, but you'll never operate proficiently in the things of the Spirit until you grow up, because God never intended for this authority to be put in the hands of children. This authority that Jesus demonstrated so well has been intended to be put in the hands of mature Christians who have grown into their authority as sons and daughters of the Most High God. If you understand that, say amen. Amen. Now, we do understand that growth equals what? And we know that you're growing because we can look at the areas that you are changing in. But you cannot say that you are growing because you are accumulating a lot of knowledge. And you cannot say that you're growing because you have a notebook full of information. Now, your notebook is growing, but you may not be growing. Because change is the indication of your growth. And so if you're not changing, you can be a member of a church for 20 years. But if you have not allowed that word that you've been obtaining in that notebook, if you've not allowed that word to change you and to cause you to change from doing some of the things you used to do, then you haven't grown in 20 years. And even though you've been knowing about God for 20 years, 20 years has come and gone, and you're still putting up with the same stuff of the devil because you cannot be entrusted with the power of God because you won't grow. Growth equals change. Growth equals change. Growth equals change. When you can overcome some of those temptations you've been falling to, you can pat yourself on the back and say, I'm growing. Because growth equals what?
Change.
Now, there are three stages I want to talk to you about. Three stages that are involved in growth. I think this will help you see the whole process a lot easier. Three stages or three different type of men. What type of man are you? I want you to find out. Maybe if I can identify for you this morning what type of man you are, then maybe you can identify yourself and make some changes. But in this process of growing up, you're gonna run into the three type of men. What type of man are you? And I want you to look at this carefully, because if these things show you that, hey, that's me, then hopefully that might be able to provoke some changes, because, you know, I don't expect for you to grow if you don't know where you are. So I want to identify for you and maybe help you to see where you are this morning so at least you can make some changes. First type of man. The first type of man is the natural man. The natural man. Well, who is the natural man? The natural man is one who has never passed out of death into life. He's never passed out of death into life. The natural man is not born again. The natural man has never made Jesus Lord of his life. The natural man is a sinner who is motivated by demonic forces and lives completely by his flesh. He's a natural man that's on his way to dying. He'll tell you, I know I'm going to hell. He's a natural man. He's a natural man. That's what a natural man does, you know? Natural men do what natural men do. They sin. So don't get upset when you see natural men sinning. They're supposed to sin. So listen, when you marry Waldo, and Waldo is a natural man, don't get upset when Waldo doesn't keep his word or when Waldo starts sleeping around, because that's what natural men do. They sin. So you can't be going to marry a natural-minded man because your biological clock ticking.